everybody, and welcome to this special on Jupiter transiting in Taurus. Okay, so this year, Jupiter, the planet of expansion, abundance, higher learning, long distance travel, this can be physical travel or mental travel, the thinking, especially the deeper intellectual or spiritual or philosophical thoughts that we may have as well. So Jupiter is transiting in Taurus from the 1st of May 2024 up into the 9th of October, when it goes into retrograde in Taurus at 8:05 a.m. Then Jupiter turns direct in Taurus on the 4th of February 2025 at 9:48 a.m. And then Jupiter enters Gemini next year, the 14th of May 2025. So yeah, as you can see, Jupiter's busy. Jupiter moves from sign to sign about once every 12 to 16 months, depending on its retrograde and stuff like that. So whereas like Mars moves every 2 months, Venus and Mercury typically every month with the Sun as well, planets like Saturn is more like every 2 years. So yeah, Jupiter stays in a sign for a long while, for about a year to 18 months. So it gives us that time to really capitalize on our expansive energy of thinking outside of our comfort zones and getting outside of our, you know, routines, especially if they are toxic to our personal growth. There's some geeky, because I love my geeky facts about Jupiter. It has about 12 moons. It could have more. At one stage it had 9, but 12 has been discovered. Astrologer Alan Leo named the planet Jupiter as the uplifter, the awakener. It's the planet that can get us out of our stale beliefs and relationship patterns and anything else that's holding us back. Jupiter's all about our enthusiasm, scope of knowledge, our opportunity, and how we take advantage of our opportunities. It's about taking risks and what type of risks. Jupiter wants us to see the bigger picture, but use that energy of, say, Saturn to ground and discipline. And because Jupiter's in Taurus right here, it's very grounding, and it's very, you know, it's giving that, us that chance to use that idealistic, that intuitive, spiritual knowledge in a very grounded and practical way. Venus in astrology is to do with possession, so luck, expansiveness we get through money, status, stuff like that. But Jupiter represents fortune and inheritances, so how we take, you know, advantage of the opportunities that come our way throughout our life, and how we, you know, how lucky we are, or how we make our own luck as well. So Jupiter is all about the higher mind, religion, law, as I said, extended travel of the mind and actual physical travel as well. Jupiter co-rules Pisces and rules Sagittarius. Because Jupiter's energy is expansive, how we use it can become problematic for us, because we need to learn how to discipline how much we take risks, how much we think outside of the box, how much we overspend or indulge and stuff like that. So it's about learning to moderate Jupiter's energy. When Jupiter's in Taurus, which is ruled by Venus, the key lesson is how we use good judgment, how we use the information that we have, how much we critical think, how much we're open to hearing different sides of the argument, other people's perspectives, and respecting other people's beliefs. As we know, a lot of the world's troubles is based on the fact that, you know, everyone can think that their way is the only right way to live, and we can be judgmental, prejudiced and stuff like that as well, and also lack the self-esteem to think outside of the box so we conform. And sometimes we just go along with popular opinion, what other people expect us to do, rather than thinking, hold on, let me go away and think about humanity's, mankind's, womankind's, humankind's problems, and what do I think the solution is, rather than being like, why everybody else thinks this way, so I'm going to think it too. Jupiter wants us, Taurus wants us to think about why we have the values we have, why we have the beliefs that we have. So in order for us to take advantage of opportunities in life, all the opportunities that Jupiter in Taurus is going to bring us over the next year, is to be prepared. So just thinking about the skills we lack, you know, the self-destructive habits and thoughts that we need to change. If we want to, you know, do better in our life, but we have a limiting belief that we can never be better than who we are now, and this is our subconscious belief and it drives our actions, then, you know, the fact that we want to change, we'll never do it, because we need to become aware of our limiting beliefs and our self-destructive patterns and break them. And to do this, we have to prepare daily, taking steps to understand ourselves, love ourselves, manage ourselves, heal ourselves, and give ourselves that all-important empathy, compassion, love and nurturing that we need. Because sometimes we can be critical, and I used to do it, can be hard, judgmental on ourselves, negative about ourselves, beat ourselves up over our past mistakes and the shame and guilt, and it's a hard cycle to break. And we don't have to completely be guilt or shame free, that or negative thought free. That's not what I've learned through my own healing journey. But what we need to do is be aware of our strengths and our weaknesses, our toxic thought patterns and our, you know, subconscious beliefs, so we can, you know, do the daily work to slowly heal. Because a lot of time we can rush into a healing journey and think we're healed in like a day or a year, but what I've learned is that healing is actually a lifelong sort of like process. So yeah, preparation and efficiency are the key words according to Noel Till, which was but he's passed away now, a late and great astrologer. But yeah, Jupiter in Taurus is seen as, you know, fixed energy, because Taurus is a fixed earth sign. It gives us the chance to really get success, to take that leadership role, to have breakthroughs if we're prepared to do the hard work and put in the effort, which the karmic lessons will show us, which I talk about in a while, you know, that show us what we need to change. So the things that come up in your life right now while Jupiter's in Taurus for the next year, pay attention to them, because they're showing you, you know, the things that you're good at and the things that you need to change as well. But negatively, when Jupiter's in Taurus, we can lack motivation, and we can kind of prefer to stay in our comfort zone and be sheltered. And it's good to take time out for solitude. That's not what I'm saying, you know. If you feel like you need to turn inward, especially when Jupiter's retrograde in Taurus, then do so. But ultimately, Jupiter in Taurus is about a time of growth, prosperity, especially in the areas related to finance, stability and earthly pleasures. With Taurus, it allows us to be expansive and optimistic, but not in an idealistic way, in a very practical way, bringing emotional stability into our lives if we work at that, or financial, psychological, or whatever it is we work at. It allows us to be more stable in our actions and thoughts. So this is really good to think about your limited beliefs and to take the steps to change them, because these, you know, govern our behaviour, as we said. On the emotional level, it encourages us to seek comfort and security within our lives by taking responsibility for the thoughts we allow, and, you know, the beliefs we allow ourselves to believe in, and think, re-questioning the things that we need to change in a grounded way. So it allows us to ground our feelings, to gain perspective on them, to look at them objectively in a rational and logical way. It allows us to find simple pleasures in the simple things in life. So just like thinking or spending time alone or having a nice bath and stuff like that can bring us feelings of contentment and satisfaction, as well as, you know, just having a love for luxury, because, you know, Jupiter's in Taurus. So this is why we should watch out for overdoing it, but I talk more about the negatives in a short while. So yeah, it's a good energy to make long-term investments, whether it be financially or looking after your overall well-being on the psychological, spiritual, emotional and physical levels as well. Also taking time out to indulge in self-care practices. And right at the end, I'm going to go through a whole range of different meditations and stuff that you could do and should do throughout the 12 months Jupiter's in Taurus to help you capitalize on this energy. So as I said, astrological Cooley speaking. Jupiter in Taurus brings a sense of stability and growth to the forefront of our minds. This is what this energy wants us to do. Think of it of upgrading from a budget airline seat to a business class or, you know, first class, luxurious and comfortable seating on a plane or in a car, whatever. Financial matters can take central stage with opportunities for abundance knocking on our doors. It can be like hitting a jackpot in the monetary financial realm, but without, you know, needing to buy a lottery ticket. So some of you may just get you know, investment opportunities or start your own business, and it may not be something big, but because Taurus is all about practicality, something to do with your hands, something to do with the skills that you have, to do with nature, outdoors, healing, food as well, because remember Taurus rules and Venus energy is all about appetites and stuff, or socializing, like a business to deal with how we can bring ethical wellness into, you know, the spiritual wellness space. So yeah, practically, as I said, Taurus and Jupiter wants us to reap the rewards of our hard work and effort. So again, whatever we put our energy into right now can be rewarded in the long run. So it can be like finally getting that promotion you've been eyeing for ages, or having your investments pay off big time. So whatever you invest your time is, because I'm a great believer is time is the only thing we really have. Yeah, we may have money and stuff, but if we don't have enough time, we may not have enough time to spend that money. There's a lot of millionaires in the graveyard sort of thing, not to be more morbid, but to, you know, put into focus what is really, what money, what wealth means to you. So for some people it is money, for other people it's time, for other people it's relationship, for other people it's experiences, it's travel. So just thinking about what wealth means to you personally, rather than just going along with what other people tell us that wealth is all about status and money and showing off and, you know, showing off our lifestyles and social media and stuff like that. So some of you, for your practical hard work, may see a boost in your material possessions and other tangible achievements, whatever you set your mind to. Some of you may feel like you've kind of won a TV show or something like that, you know, some big money. Even if you don't actually come into any money, you could find wisdom or an innate talent, or you could heal a childhood wound or some other trauma, and it can make you feel like the luckiest person in the world. So it's about, as I said at the beginning, getting pleasure from those simple things in life, you know, feeling lucky about just being alive, just taking a breath, for having a lover, for having a child, for having a job, for having a roof over your head, for having food, for having a television, for having a bed, for having a toothbrush, you know, just being grateful for the things we normally may take for granted. On the esoteric level, Jupiter in Taurus encourages us to connect with Earth's energy and appreciate the beauty of nature. It's about grounding ourselves, finding peace in simplicity, as I said, and just indulge in earthly pleasures, whatever those are for you, to be more sensual, to be more moderate and balancing it as well, not going too overboard and overindulging or overspending or burning out, you know, working too hard and not having fun and stuff like that as well. On the spiritual level, it wants us to explore our spiritual connection with the physical world, reminding us that abundance and prosperity can also be found in, you know, the simplest things, as I said, but also connecting those sort of spiritual aspirations with the physical world by putting, you know, spiritual, intellectual, higher, deeper meanings of life into practical, physical things. So yeah, you may believe in a higher power, but showing how that higher power works for you through your actions, rather than just speaking about it, actually living, you know, your values, embodying the things you say you believe in, sort of thing, you know. Psychologically, it wants us to focus on our personal values, our self-worth, esteem, and our sense of material, spiritual, or financial abundance. As I said, we may feel more optimistic and generous during this time. thus leading to, you know, increased feelings of contentment, inner peace and compassion and empathy for others as we connect with our inner sense of security and emotional stability, working through any traumas that come up and just training ourselves to understanding them and managing them, starting or continuing that work. Ultimately, on that spiritual esoteric level, we may just have more of a sense of gratitude for ourselves, for the universe, for the world, for the people in it, for our past experience, for our trauma and other things as well. It can be a profound period of spiritual awakening and enlightenment as it wants us to explore the mysteries of existence beyond the material physical realm. You know, look for the deeper meanings rather than, you know, I'm right, you're wrong, or I'm wrong, you're right sort of thing. And just realizing that all truths, most truths, yeah, there are some global truths, like, you know, we have night and day, but there are some countries that it's always daylight or sunlight or dark at, you know, for certain periods of the time, that every single, you know, some countries have longer daytime periods and sort of nighttime periods, you know. So what's true for one country may not be true for another, and on the individual level, what's true for one individual may not be the truth for another. So all truths basically are half truths, and we all sort of like clout things from our perception, but being open to other people's opinions, perceptions, and not saying, oh, you believe them over yours, but just questioning and thinking and then coming up to your own conclusions. Don't be afraid to change what you have come to believe is true, is the key message on the esoteric level of Jupiter in Taurus. So yeah, it, you know, wants us to dig into the deeper truths and open up to higher consciousness, and it encourages us to embrace the deeper meanings and different meanings in our life with open arms, and it supports us in trusting in the universe's ability to provide for our needs. Creatively, it inspires us to connect with our senses and explore artistic pursuits that bring beauty and harmony into our lives. It can make us feel more creative through indulging in our sensual experiences, which you know, Taurus Venus energy controls, such as music, art, cooking, gardening. It encourages us to slow down and appreciate the finer things in life and the simple things in life, just to slow down and slowly work daily. Like, you may have a goal, you may have been putting it off for years. If you just spend 5 minutes over the next past year, Jupiter's in Taurus doing it, yeah, on the surface it may just turn out to be about 20 hours a week, but I mean 20 hours over that whole year that you spend on it, but it's better than you not doing anything at all. So it's about thinking about taking the small daily steps that can increase your creativity, maybe painting, as I said, you know, working with the soil, which I'll talk a bit more about later as well. Just thinking about what helps you feel a sense of abundance within and peace within. So overall, on the positive level, Jupiter in Taurus can bring financial abundance and prosperity. It provides stability and growth, allowing us to accumulate material possessions or sell them, or just rethink about how we accumulate these things as well. And just, you know, it promotes us saving and investing in our long-term plans, whether it be by saving more money or by healing our psychological, spiritual and emotional wounds, which can help us stabilize our inner world, which in turn can help us change the way we perceive it's the external world and help us go after the things that we need to do to bring more security and long-lasting comfort into our life. Negatively, it can make us overindulge and overspend, make us stubborn and resistant to change, and this can get in the way of personal growth. We can become too focused on the material aspects of life and money and status and fame, and neglect our emotional and our spiritual needs. So the best use of this energy of Jupiter and Taurus is to find stability, as, you know, Taurus energy values security and loyalty in our relationships. So this can bring an increased stability and harmony in our relationships. I'm going to talk more about, you know, how it affects different types of relationships later on. It's a good energy period to deepen bonds, strengthen partnerships and cultivate trust with our loved ones. On the physical physical well-being. Level Taurus rules the physical body, so this transit can prompt a focus on health and well-being, embracing a healthier lifestyle, engaging in physical activities and prioritizing self-care, and this can lead to an overall sense of vitality and wellness. In terms of creativity, self-expression encourages us to appreciate beauty, to explore being creative, to let our emotional rage or our relationship rage, or you know, just fear and anger, and help us deal with all our range of our emotions by expressing it creatively, creating music, painting, dancing, screaming, jumping, running, whatever it is, just creating. You know, you could just do something five minutes a day, as I said. Could be writing that book finally, writing down your thoughts. You know, this energy supports us increasing our creativity and finding new and inspired ways of expressing ourselves, and you know, being in our relationships as well. To bring a bit of luxury into your life as well, this is another best use of this energy, whether it be pampering yourself to a spa day or having a nice bath, or sour cooking yourself nice meals, finally learning how to cook that meal you wanted to learn, or you know, maybe knitting, pottery, you know, just doing something that's really luxury to you. You know, we all got different sense of luxury, but just doing something that makes you feel pampered, inspired, fine dining, going for a walk, walking barefoot, visiting the country you've always thought of visiting, or watching videos about it online, researching. I know that researching don't sound luxurious and sexy, but whatever luxury means to you, doing what brings you a feeling of, you know, being pampered. So yeah, also use it for grounded decision making. So because this energy of Taurus is grounded and practical, it can help us make more stable and sensible decisions, especially when it comes to money and relationships and our inner values. With Jupiter's expansive energy, we can approach decision making with more of a balanced perspective and consider both practicality, spirituality, you know, intuitive thinking and logical rational thinking, and practicality with our longer term goals and shorter term goals. It's a good energy to make solid choices that support, you know, your long term growth and stability in all areas of your life. So as I said, it lasts for a year. So you know, Jupiter's in the constellation in Western astrology, I think it's in Aries, but when we look up into the sky, Jupiter's actually going to be in the constellation of Taurus. So it's the Taurus energy that's going to be governing us for the next year. And as you know, I use Vedic constellational astrology, and I'm from the UK, so all times I'm in GMT as well. So now I'm just going to talk more about the aspects and the stellium and the karmic reasons and how it affects our relationships, such as relationships with co-workers and family and lovers, and then the best things for entrepreneurs, singles and other people to do with this energy as well. So I've just talked about the short version, but if you want to know more about the layers, then listen on. Okay, so at the time of Jupiter moving into Taurus, Jupiter's making conjunction with Uranus. That was exact on the 21st of April, but it's at a 1.47 degree orb separating, so still got about another 10 degrees range of affecting us, but the effect is waning. But positively, this energy adds an air of innovation, allows us to think outside of the box and be open to unconventional experiences, whether that be a new lover or, you know, doing different things in our current hookup relationships or committed relationships or friendships and stuff. It allows us to be excited and to be more unique and to try new things, especially when it comes to food. So we may become more inclined to try new flavors, experiment with, you know, avant-garde, non-traditional dishes, you know, from dishes from other cultures different to our own, appreciate different knowledge and appreciate unexpected combinations of ingredients, people and ideas as well. So you know, it can just elevate our need for tasting new experiences, whether it be for food, people, ideas, and thought patterns, behavior patterns, and it can help us to just be more open to adventure and create more memorable memories, things that we remember, and just be open to getting outside of our comfort zone, but in a practical way. So that's where Taurus comes in. So Jupiter helps us think out the box. Taurus helps us to stabilize and stay in the box a little bit, but find that, you know, equilibrium between thinking outside of the box and being in the box. So yeah, so this energy encourages us to be flexible and helps us to step outside of our comfort zone. So by being open to, you know, try new foods and new culinary or spiritual or, you know, logical, philosophical, just being open to exploring, we can truly savour the diversity of life on Earth and open up to more creative solutions and to expressing ourselves and seeing the world and solving our problems as well, because this energy of Jupiter in Taurus gives us a year worth of energy, regardless of what other transits you've got going on in your personal natal chart, to just bring more stability into our life if we were willing to tap in and to use this energy. And as a holistic karmic astrologer, my focus on is how can we use our chart to understand ourselves, then how can we use our chart to transcend our chart, to get over our chart, to tap more into our free will. Because astrology, you know, I love it, don't get me wrong, but as Jung said, you know, until when we make the unconscious conscious, we will keep repeating our past and call it fate. So astrology is kind of like, you know, although it can set us free, it can also imprison us if we say, well, I'm a Gemini sun, so I can only ever act like a Gemini sun. No, it's about understanding all the different forces. So when we look at the karmic level, we will say that, you know, your personality is strongly made up of Gemini, but you've got some Scorpio traits and maybe some Taurus traits, and it's in your, you know, in terms of the way that you think more in the Taurus way, but in your moon, the way that you feel inside can be more like a, you know, sort of like a Sagittarius. So it's about looking at all the different aspects of you and any transit as well, and seeing how we can use that energy to help us focus on making the changes, the improvements in our lives that we want to do. Also, at the time of Jupiter going into Taurus, there's a stellium that involves Mercury, Chiron, and the moon's north node are all in Pisces with a 14% orb tightness. So a stellium in astrology is when three or more planets or points are in close proximity within the same zodiac sign, or they can be in different zodiac signs and be conjunct by a degree orb, or planets or points are in the same house. So degree orb, we can have, you know, Venus in Taurus at the third degree of Taurus, and then we can have like the Sun at the 28th degree of Aries, and that will be conjunct as well by degree orb. But then we can have Uranus, Jupiter, Saturn, Venus all being in Scorpio, and that's a stellium as well, or all being in the seventh house, and that's a stellium as well. So there's different ways that stelliums can, you know, be. So basically a stellium is a concentration of energy that influences a specific area of our life. So in this case, the stellium involving Mercury, Chiron, and the moon's north node in Pisces can enhance our communication, which is shown by Mercury, help us heal and transform the things in our life, which is given by Chiron's energy, and help us with our spiritual growth and understanding our karma and fate, which is represented by the north node in Pisces. So this energy allows us to expand our knowledge, develop deep emotional connections with ourselves and others, to understand and navigate, go through our karmic lessons or the experiences that come up while Jupiter's in Taurus, with more grace and understanding. But negatively, it can make us feel overwhelmed because of, you know, the optimistic nature of Jupiter in Taurus can just make us feel like, oh, I don't know which direction to go. So there can be challenges in balancing being practical with being intuitive, and this can lead to confusion or being idealistic, ignoring red flags. And it can help with us staying grounded at this time and growing at this time, and just feeling you know, abundance overall. So it's just very important at this time to do all we can to be grounded and be gentle with ourselves and loving ourselves and self-care, which are talk about more at the end. So ultimately, it can support or challenge us during this time, this energy of the moon and Mercury and Chiron or being in Pisces, but ultimately it emphasizes and supports us in finding harmony between our spiritual higher consciousness needs, our intuitive needs, and our logical material sort of needs as well. You know, the need to provide a home for ourselves, a job for ourselves, and to have a social circle, network, whatever that means to us. For some people, it's having a deeper connection with themselves or through close people. For others, it's having a wide network of friends. So just finding about what, you know, security means to you, but also learning to provide that security to yourself through, you know, finding that inner security. So now I'm going to talk about the holistic karmic meanings, past life implications, and the karmic lessons of Jupiter in Taurus. So as I said earlier, Jupiter in Taurus's main lessons are to do with growth, abundance, the way we feel grateful for the things that we have in our life, the ways that we don't, the ways that we feel like we have enough in our lives, like enough time, money and other resources, and the ways that we feel we lack, and thinking of ideas to how to bring more abundance into our life. Also, you know, on the past life level, it can bring lessons from our past life, or, you know, earlier in our life, to deal with how we overused or misused or didn't use possessions in a way that could help us find stability. Any lessons to do with financial security as well, and where we didn't ground ourselves, where we, you know, where we refused to take responsibility in our past lives for feeling sort of like grounded in our own beliefs and in our own life as well. So maybe there were times where you lacked balance in, you know, your financial management, or managing your possessions, or managing your values, or standing up for your beliefs and values and stuff as well. So any lessons to do with where you misuse your finances or personal power can come on. It wants us to reevaluate our relationship with wealth and status, time and other resources, and understand the deeper spiritual significance of having money and material abundance. Because yeah, having money and stuff is good, but it's about what we do with it. Having, you know, money isn't nothing to fear. Why a lot of people want money is because it gives us more freedom. It allows us to travel to do the things that we want to do, what we need to do as well. So just thinking about the ways that you can at least sort of like manage your resources, where you can try and, you know, make some of your dreams or your higher aspirations come true. And normally it's because we don't make those longer term plans. You may think, oh, I want to take a once in a lifetime trip, and yeah, we can think, oh, we may die tomorrow, whatever, but it could take you 10 years. You could only save like £1 per week and $1 a week, and it may take you 10 years. But if you're prepared to save that $1 a week and discipline yourself to never touch it, you may want to visit 20 countries, but just, you may not mean it would be visit the 20, but you can visit one, you know, if you plan for it. You know, it's about allowing yourself to dream, allowing yourself to make a long-term plan to bring the lifestyle that you want into your reality. Also wants us to, you know, the karmic lessons wants us to develop, cultivate gratitude for what we have in our life, to embrace the simple things in life and find enjoy in the present moment, even if your world, if there's a lot of chaos things going on in your world, like your relationships breaking down, your career is uncertain and stuff, just finding that inner peace, just being grateful for the simple things, although it can be hard. A lot of these things in life that we should do, easy to say, but 20 million times harder to do, so understand. So it's not about rushing to change everything, but just taking time to think about what you need to change and taking the slow, steady steps to bring those changes into your life. So it wants us to break free from limiting beliefs, as I said earlier, and destructive patterns and habits that get in the way of your growth as well. Thinking about what abundance means to you, as I said earlier, it means different things to different people. It's a cosmic reminder when Jupiter's in Taurus as well, that what goes around comes around. So what you do to others can come back to you, and the good and bad or whatever. And it's not to be sort of like fearful, it's just to realise that, you know, everything has a cause and effect. When we do an action, we can get the consequence that we want, but we can also get the opposite to what we want. Like, we can ask someone to marry us and they can say yes and that's what we want, but they could say no, that's not what we don't want. And then there's always a third option, so there's at least three outcomes in any choice or decision we make. It's the unexpected one. So you may ask someone to marry you, they may say yes, but I've also been cheating with your brother on your one other sibling. I know that's a bit Jerry Springer world, right? But how much do you love them? How much do you want them? So yeah, you get a yes to your marriage proposal, but you also get information you may not have wanted as well. So just being open for, you know, the universe to reveal the karmic balance to you, and not to take it as a personal, but just to see it as, oh well, this is the karmic of past actions, and all I can do with this information is process it. This doesn't mean get angry, get mad, but don't stay stuck in it as well. You know, think about a way to get yourself over the information that may be negative that you hear at this time as well. Leave no stone unturned. So that means don't be afraid to ask the questions, because a lot of the time we don't ask questions because we don't really want to know the answers. We say that we do, but we don't, because it gets us out of our comfort zone, and we can ignore reality because it's like, oh well, what I don't know can't hurt me. But if you know the things, then it can hurt you. So this is why a lot of us run away from our truths, especially our personal truths as well. So this energy helps us and gives us a chance to learn and heal and evolve on that deep soul, deeper consciousness and rational level as well. It shows us that there's a hidden realm of interconnectedness, that all things are connected, and that what we do in our past can affect our future. So we should choose the best choices in our present. So, you know, the karma that comes from those are, you know, we can never ignore or get away from negative consequences, because as I said, there's always three outcomes with any choice. So it can just make us feel more prepared to, you know, these sort of like crazy things that come into our life, and to, you know, find that inner peace and stability that can help us you know, stay rational when life is getting crazy. So like a master key, Jupiter transiting in Taurus can unlock the mysteries of your karmic journey, revealing the profound lessons that you need to learn to grow. And as you dig into the depths of your self-discovery and unearth your karmic secrets that helps shape your present reality, it can just be like peering into a mirror of your past, and, you know, coming into the understanding of the intricate dance between cause and effect. So yeah, ultimately this energy is one of the universe calling us to embrace transformation, changing things in our life, unraveling the threads of our destiny and coming into our free will as we make way for growth, healing and enlightenment. With each step that we take, we can unlock the karmic secrets from within, forging, building, developing, creating an unbreakable bond between our past, present and future selves, using the power of self-awareness and wisdom of the ages to unlock the hidden mysteries that lie within our souls that can help us, you know, set free from self-destructive patterns and unlock the mystery of why we are incarnated at this time here on Earth. So yeah, so now I'm just going to talk about how Jupiter and Taurus affects our relationships more. So for family relationships, it can help us increase our family bonds positively, develop more warmth and connection and generosity and stability within our household. It can bring opportunities for shared experiences and growth, but negatively there can be a risk of overindulgence or possessiveness. Within the family dynamic, conflicts can come up if boundaries are not respected. In terms of friendship, our friendships can be deepened by encouraging loyalty, trust and mutual support. It can lead to new connections with people who share similar values to ours. Negatively, there can be a tendency towards us being stubborn or materialistic in our friendships at this time, and this can lead to disagreements over our values and priorities. So one friend can be like, oh, you know, I want to go on a trip and spend all my money, and maybe living it up, and then maybe teasing other friends claims that they ain't got enough money and stuff like that. Just a lot of petty arguments, and you know, but this can lead to a new understanding in the friendship as well. So, you know, try and understand your friendships. Some of you may decide to let go of friendships, especially when Jupiter turns retrograde. You may, the energy turns inwards, so just take your time. In terms of co-worker relationships, it can help us work with others, be more productive in working in teams and collaborating. Can bring financial gains in professional relationships by working with others as well. So you and a colleague may decide to set up a side hustle together, something like that. Make sure you have the proper discussions, write a plan, and define the roles of what each person in the team's going to do. Keep and having that healthy communication. Assume nothing. Ask questions. Never assume. This is the key word. Don't assume in any relationship, because we have to ask questions, because this can aid to the breakdown of, you know, good co-worker or other relationships at this time as well. Also, you know, by supporting each other and telling each other the things that we're doing well instead of criticizing can help bring more harmony into the workplace, and we can just feel more appreciated and valued, and this can increase productivity as well. But negatively, it can make people more complacent or resistant to change when Jupiter's in Taurus, and this can get in the way of progress and innovation within teamwork. In terms of committed couples, it can bring more growth, stability and mutual support in the relationship, and help us with our long-term planning, especially with our couple financial goals and how we can bring more security and understanding and respect each other's values. Because even though we want our partners to be like us, we have to respect that they're individuals, and a lot of the time we fail to compromise in our relationship and realize, for me, like, where I am with love now, love is, do I still love you when you are being completely annoying, you know, or when you believe in something different that I do, you know, do I still love you then? You know, can we work in practicality, in reality? And this is not to say that we can't have our rom-com moments, but we also have to be practical, you know, as we get on in our relationship, intimate relationship development, about what we want from the other person and what we want from ourselves. Like, can we demand trust from somebody else if we don't trust ourselves, you know? So it's about looking at the things that we demand from others and thinking, well, if we can't give these things to ourselves, like love, respect and understanding, how can we expect others? And this is not to shame anyone or anything, but just to realize that relationships are hard work, and loving someone and saying we love someone, that's easy, those words, but the action of love is actually hard. So just thinking about how you can, as a team, as a committed couple, bring more practical actions that demonstrate your love and understanding and respect for each other. Negatively, as I said, there can be a risk of becoming too comfortable or stagnant in a relationship, not wanting to get out of your comfort zone, you know, not wanting to try new experiences together. One partner may be like, oh, I want to try a different date night, I want to go to a different restaurant or go to a different country on holiday this year. Another partner may be, no, I want to stick to the same things that we do. So there can be a battle there, because there can be an over reliance on routine or possessions and goals at this moment. So you may have a goal that, oh, we're saving for the mortgage, or we're saving for this car, we're saving for that. But another, you know, the other partner may be, yeah, we are saving for this thing, but I still want to have some fun, you know. So it's about coming compromise. And initially, that, you know, your partner may be like, I want to spend 400 on date night, and you could be like, all right, we won't spend 400, we spend 200. But saying, you know, no, I only want to spend like $20 or £20, may, you know, it's not about money, but it's about fairly compromising and respecting and being open to your partner's needs as well, even though they may differ from yours at the moment, and just, you know, making a choice to meet in the middle. In terms of hookup relationships, it can make them more sensual. We can get more pleasure and enjoyment from physical touch and comfort, making food for each other, talking to each other, just holding each other, cuddling, watching the film, you know, just the simple things. That don't always have to be about spending money, you know. You can just, you know, really just feel sensually attracted. It's not just about sex, just being more wanting to cuddle and to touch and just, you know, try things that tap into that, you know, sort of like foreplay, yeah, rather than the act itself. You can be more interested in foreplay right now. Negatively, we can lack emotional depth and commitment in our hookup relationships, and this can lead to superficial connections or us feeling unfulfilled in our encounters. So it's important to be mindful of other people's boundaries and expectations to avoid misunderstandings or hurt feelings right now. In terms of career and spiritual development, so let's start with career development. It brings opportunities for growth in our career. We can increase our stability, financial gain and success, especially in the areas related to money, resources or luxuries. So good for creating a new luxury band or continuing your luxury band or thinking about luxury or niche content, because every, you know, subject, you know, spirituality or astrology is a big subject. Thinking about the niche that you can hone down. For me, my niche in astrology, I could spend the rest of my lifetime, this lifetime, trying to learn all the astrology I want. So I've niched down into the holistic karmic aspect of it, because intuitively and naturally that's where my talent lies, you know, just by just looking at information and being able to just give the technical aspects of it. Yeah, you know, Jupiter is a mutable energy, while Sagittarius, Taurus is a fixed sign, it's a fixed air yang energy, whereas Jupiter's yang energy could suit Sagittarius. Yeah, let me just make sure. I think actually no, Taurus is yin, feminine energy, and Sagittarius, Jupiter is yang energy. So it's about balancing our feminine and masculine sides of our personality as well. So negatively in career development, we can overindulge, overspend, and this can lead to, you know, taking excessive financial risks, losing the company money, losing, you know, savings of your clients and stuff. So just be careful, take the risk, yeah, but make sure you calculate, think about them as well, and be prepared for the, you know, consequences that you may foresee, know in advance or may not, the unexpected consequences as well. On the personal development level, it can help us feel more stable and bring more personal security in our lives. We can feel more grounded and reliable and confident in ourselves. But negatively, we can be too rigid or resistant to change, and this can get in the way of personal growth and evolution. In terms of spiritual development, it can help us connect deeper to the natural world, spiritual world, and also just have appreciation for the material world, like our eating and fine dining restaurants and luxury and stuff as well, and being more practical about our spirituality. So thinking about how we can bring our psychological knowledge, our philosophical knowledge, our science, technological knowledge, whatever knowledge it is, how we can use it practically and apply it to our life. Negatively, we can prioritize material comforts over our spiritual growth right now. So this can lead to a lack of inner understanding and happiness and purpose as well. In terms of educational development, it can help us take a more practical hand-on approach to our education. There can be opportunities for tangible, you know, results that we can see. If you spend every day learning a new language or learning a new skill, and then, you know, you're going to get real results after 1 year of doing it day in, day out. It can just help us understand anything on the academic realm more quickly. Just be like soaking up knowledge, but only if we practically apply it as well. So, you know, just not touching the book's not going to help us, but if we're prepared to, you know, keep on reading that book and watching, listening to podcasts around the subject and watching videos around the subject, then we can learn it on that deeper level. Also, you know, listening to things when you're going off to sleep or when you're just driving or tidying the house can help you just soak in that knowledge as well. But negatively, we can become too focused on traditional methods, and this can limit our openness to new ideas or unconventional learning experiences. So ultimately, in terms of educational, spiritual, personal, educational development, if we're open to use a balanced and mindful attitude, prepared to do the research and to take practical daily small steps, we can lead to holistic growth and fulfillment at all levels, whether it be on the physical level, emotional, psychological, spiritual, financial levels. So now I'm just going to talk more about the best things to do with the energy and all the different self-care things that we can do as well. So for professionals, as I said, it's good energy to, you know, invest in your long-term career goals and take on new responsibilities and build solid foundations for your future success. Entrepreneurs can use this to expand your business ventures, seek out mentorship and other lucrative opportunities, and establish strong partnerships and network with others that can lead to sustainable growth. Alternative healers can use this energy to deepen their healing practices, attract abundance in the work, and reach a wider clientele who resonate with their different healing techniques and stuff like that, you know. So finding your niche and never being afraid to start that new business, even if you feel, oh, the wellness spaces or the spiritual space is overflooded, thinking about, you know, your unique needs, because there's like a big mental health crisis and spiritual crisis right now. You know, there's only so much hours each spiritual healing stuff can help, so it's about healing ourselves, at least coming into understanding ourselves, and this is how we can help others. And don't feel like you need to know everything to start. Sometimes you only need to be one step ahead of someone else to help them, and knowing that even though we may be one step ahead of someone else in one area, in another area we can be behind. So this is why I see the healing relationship of therapist, client, teacher, student as an equal exchange, because the teacher learns from the student and the student should learn from the teacher. So it's for healers, it's a energy and the time to embrace new techniques, offer workshops or courses, and explore innovative ways to help others on their healing journey. For lovers, it can help us deepen our emotional connections, increase stability in our relationships, and a sense of harmony and contentment in the matters of the heart. Couples can find themselves more committed to nurturing their bond, planning for the future, and experiencing a heightened sense of romance and passions. Singles may attract more meaningful connections at this time, meet potential long-term partners, and find themselves drawn to relationships that help them find more growth within themselves and stability. But also, if you are single as well, just building on that self-love and care, and just writing down what you would want from an ideal partner, and taking time out to think of the things that you want and need to feel stable, and to start giving yourself that emotional and spiritual and psychological nurturing and connection yourself. And this is how you can attract that from someone else into your life. So yeah, so now I'm just going to finish up by talking about all the different self-care things to do while Jupiter's in Taurus. So yeah, as I said, when Jupiter's frolicking its way through Taurus, it's a time to amp up our self-care game. It encourages us to focus on indulging in earthly pleasures and grounding ourselves in luxurious but practical ways. So just bringing that sense of luxury. And like I said at the start, what luxury means to you. Having a bit of salad with your dinner can be what luxury is going to be for you over the next year. And that's not laughing at you, it's about what turns you on, what gives you that sense of extra, you know. So pamper yourself like you're a VIP guest at a high-end spa. Treat yourself to a lovely massage or relax in a rejuvenating bubble bath filled with aromatic essential oils, because why settle for anything else other than, you know, celestial bliss during Jupiter and Taurus. So it's all about indulging your taste buds with gourmet delights, and you know, it can sort of like just be like a sort of like a taste explosion that's fit for royalty, and to treat yourself like the royalty you are at this time. So yeah, this energy is good to use to connect with nature. As I said, take leisurely strolls through lush gardens or just around your local neighborhood, basking in the warmth of the sun or the rain if you live in the UK, or just simply unwinding under the starlit sky, you know, by looking out your bedroom window or going into your actual garden if you got one, you know, just making the best of your surroundings, even if you're not in the surroundings that you want to be in right now, allowing yourself to embrace the beauty of the natural world around you and ground yourself. So, you know, getting out your favourite blankie like you're a toddler, you know, just treating yourself with, you know, plus cushions or pillows and coverings, allowing yourself to, you know, just experience sensuality and self-love. And also remember, self-care isn't about spending money and physical indulgence, overindulging in sensuality, sex, Netflix and chilling and all of that. It's about actually nurturing your mind and spirit, so looking after your mental health, your spiritual health, your emotional health as well, being more mindful about what brings you pleasure, how to balance your pleasure, you know, the sort of like work hard, play hard, do not burn out, but take time out to relax and be sensual, but don't forget to play, to work. Don't forget to work as well as play, and to find balance between work and play as well, and just to develop, cultivate a sense of gratitude and contentment. As I said, it's important to stay grounded, so this energy allows us to be grounded. It's very practical, down to earth sort of like energy. Just remember, the key energy of Jupiter in Taurus is manifest. It allows us to deal with our financial dealings, sort out our investments, to save, to reassess our financials. We can become like just really clued on to the steps that we need to take to improve ourselves, especially on the material and financial level, and also on the level of our values as well. It allows us to start our own business or work with other people's money as well. It can help us bring more patience and structure into our life as well, and develop a true understanding of the value of life and the value of yourself and the value of your own beliefs and opinions, but also appreciating other people's values and opinions, as well as, you know, enjoying the luxury that money can buy, and also the luxury money can't buy, you know, because money can't buy us more time. So enjoying time and the simple things in life as well, and you know, allowing us to sort of like break through the boundaries of the religions and the cultures we've been brought up into, and to question our beliefs. So this grounding energy allows us to be quietly stubborn in our beliefs, but also stubbornly be open-minded as well. We can, you know, garden, get our hands dirty in the soil, as I said, can be incredibly grounded. So walking in bare grass, looking at nature, breathing in good old-fashioned air, you know, it can be something quite therapeutic, about tending to plants, even if it's just a house plant or a cress plant, you know, that you can get from the supermarket, or living mint or rosemary or any plant, just tending to something that's, you know, grows from the earth right now, can help you connect with the earth. It doesn't need to be something big going at your house. You can just, you know, order in a plant and look after it if you don't want to leave the house. I feel you on that one. It's also, you know, using smells of aromatherapy, sensations can really help you feel connected. So whether it's sage or cedarwood or patchouli or sandalwood or any other scent that helps you anchor yourself in the present moment and increase your connection to the physical world right now. And if gardening and aromatherapy ain't your cup of tea, not what you like, then, you know, you can be practice mindful meditation that can work wonders during this time. I'm going to talk about the different meditation techniques in the world, and just taking a few moments each day to simply breathe and bring your awareness to the sensations in your body can help you feel more rooted and centered. And you know, physical movement, whether it's taking a 5-minute walk, a 10-minute walk, a 2-hour walk, whether it be yoga, tai chi, engaging in gentle exercises that can help you feel more connected to your body and feel the earth beneath your feet, for some of you, getting out will really help you grow on so many levels, just by allowing you to have that time to switch off and think and be absent-minded, and ideas and inspiration that can help you solve problems can come to you as well. You know, it's really beneficial for you to, you know, take time out to go for a walk in the park, to sit by a lake, hike up a scenic trail, Ultimately, allowing yourself to be surrounded by the beauty of the natural world right now can have a profound effect on your sense of stability and inner peace. In terms of specific meditations that you can do that can help you find inner calm, clarity of thought and emotional balance, you can do breath work, awareness meditation, which is concentrating on your breath. It is a simple but effective meditation technique, just focusing on the sensation of breathing in and out and allowing your mind to let go of distractions. You can do a body scan meditation, so this involves bringing awareness to the different parts of your body one at a time, noticing any tension or sensations. It helps in helping you relax and releasing physical and emotional stress. You can do mantra meditation, and this can be reciting a meaningful word or mantra silently or aloud, and this can help you focus the mind and induce a meditative state that can increase your mental clarity and peace. We can do a guided visualization, and this technique involves imagining peaceful scenes of desired outcomes, promoting relaxation and manifestation of positive energies. Number 5, it can be a loving kindness meditation. This can help you develop feelings of love and compassion for yourselves and others. Individuals can improve their relationships and emotional well-being during this transit. We can do mindfulness meditation, and this helps us practice being in the present moment without judgment, and this can help us increase our self-awareness and clarity of thought, allowing us to navigate through the transformative energies of Jupiter in Taurus with a sense of groundedness and purpose. So this technique involves observing thoughts and emotions as they come up without attachment or running away, you know, avoiding them, just being with them. And it can be quite hard, but it's quite therapeutic to just allow yourself be in that pain, and also allow yourself to be in the happiness that comes in and back in the pain, or allowing yourself to feel the pain while you are happy, just allowing those emotions to flow through you. And mindfulness meditation is one that I enjoy, and Vipassana as well, which is similar, just being aware of the sensations in your body. You also got chakra meditation, so this allows us to focus on our energy centers. This is 7. There's lots of different chakras and nadis, but we know, you know, the third eye and the root chakra and the sacral chakra, which may have been the same one, heart chakra, throat chakra and stuff. So, you know, the 7, it can just help us focus on the different points of our body and helping us balance the flow of energy that promotes physical, mental and emotional harmony. Sound bath meditation, we can use to be like immersing ourselves in gongs and sounds, or any om sounds, or singing bowls, or other nature recordings of the rain, the wind, fire burning, or whatever it is that can create a soothing vibration within you and can help you resonate more deeper with the grounding energies of Jupiter in Taurus. And it just encourages us to have stable growth and balance, and it can just help us align with the energy of being open to growing on the emotional, psychological, spiritual levels, on the financial levels as well, and looking after our physical well-being and just thinking outside of the box and challenging our values. By taking a holistic approach to life at this time, it can just help us maximize the benefits of Jupiter's transit through Taurus for the next year and a bit. So yeah, this energy pushes us to cultivate patience, embrace our values and harness the power of self-worth, understanding to manifest our deepest desires by creating a foundation of lasting abundance, prosperity, by taking practical daily steps to research information and incorporate this information into our life to help us manage our mental, emotional, spiritual, financial and physical health. So yeah, that's the end of my in-depth guide to Jupiter transiting in Taurus. Thanks for listening and take care.